This is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Clean energy leaders and analysts concede that a federal mandate on utilities to use clean energy and a dramatic upgrade of the power grid are needed to coax a large increase in clean energy jobs, reported the Los Angeles Times recently. About 10 gigawatts of power from wind energy came online in 2009, thanks to tax credits and other incentives from the federal stimulus package. But there was little job growth in wind energy manufacturing and overall in the clean energy sector. A weak economy cut back consumption of electricity, so less wind energy sold. This weak market for wind in turn slowed the manufacturing of wind turbines. Both factors discouraged job creation. Further job growth is hampered by the political uncertainty. Will existing tax breaks for clean energy continue? Will Congress pass an energy bill that encourages clean energy? Will the government stop subsidizing fossil fuels, as the president recently promised in his State of the Union address, making clean energy more price competitive? In the meantime, experience in other countries, such as Germany, have shown that mandating utilities to buy clean energy encourages its development, which improves air quality and really increases green jobs. For more, Google in quotes, Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.